Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Jerusalem, the Biography by Simon Sebag Montefiore is a sweeping narrative history of one of the most contested and revered cities on Earth. Rather than treating Jerusalem as a static symbol, the book presents it as a living place shaped by kings, conquerors, pilgrims, prophets, politicians, and ordinary families. Montefiore traces the city from its ancient origins through the eras of Israelite and Judean kingdoms, Persian and Hellenistic influence, Roman rule, Byzantine Christianity, early Islamic dynasties, Crusader and Ayyubid struggles, Mamluk stewardship, Ottoman administration, British mandate governance, and the modern Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The approach emphasizes power, faith, and survival, showing how sacred geography repeatedly becomes political territory. Known for energetic storytelling and wide-ranging research, Montefiore aims to connect grand turning points to vivid human stories, explaining why Jerusalem has repeatedly drawn devotion and violence in equal measure. The result is a single-volume panorama designed for general readers who want context, chronology, and perspective on a city central to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a city built on sacred claims and strategic geography. A core theme is how Jerusalem's spiritual magnetism is inseparable from its practical value. The city sits at a crossroads of empires and trade routes, and its defensible hills and symbolic skyline made it attractive to rulers who wanted both security and legitimacy. The book shows how sacred narratives amplify this appeal once Jerusalem becomes associated with a temple, a holy sanctuary, or a site of revelation. Control of the city turns into a claim on history itself. Montefiore illustrates how successive regimes and religious communities have anchored their identity to specific places, such as holy precincts, burial sites, and pilgrimage routes. These places then become durable points of contention, because they are both physical and theological. The city's meaning is also layered rather than replaced. Newer sanctuaries often rise near or atop older ones, producing a dense map of overlapping memories. Readers see that Jerusalem's conflicts are not only about borders or resources, but also about stories. People tell about belonging. The topic frames the rest of the narrative by explaining why even small changes in access, ritual, or administration can reverberate far beyond the city walls. Secondly, from ancient kingdoms to imperial rule power, conquest, and continuity, the book tracks how Jerusalem moved through cycles of independence and domination, showing how local leadership and foreign empires repeatedly reshaped its institutions. Early periods highlight the formation of royal authority and the centrality of religious structures to statecraft, followed by conquests that connected the city to larger imperial systems. Montefiore emphasizes the recurring pattern: conquerors seek to control sacred space, manage taxes and security, and project authority through building programs, garrisons, and ceremonial presence. Yet even amid conquest, cultural and religious continuity persists through families, clerical networks, and community traditions that outlast dynasties. As the narrative advances into classical and late antique eras, administrative reforms and shifting imperial religions alter the city's status. While pilgrimages and patronage transform its economy and urban layout, the topic underscores that Jerusalem is rarely isolated. Decisions made in distant capitals and rival courts often determine its fate. At the same time, local actors, including religious leaders, notables, and militias, can leverage the city's symbolic power to negotiate, resist, or collaborate. This blend of top-down empire and ground-level survival gives readers a clearer sense of how Jerusalem remained central even when it was not politically dominant. Thirdly, three faiths. One city coexistence, competition, and sacred space, Montefiore presents Jerusalem as a place where Judaism, Christianity, and Islam developed deep attachments that sometimes produced coexistence and sometimes intensified rivalry. The book explores how each tradition sacralized the city through texts, rituals, and pilgrimage, turning streets and shrines into extensions of faith. This religious dimension does not remain purely spiritual. It shapes laws, property, governance, and public order. Periods of tolerance often relied on pragmatic administration, negotiated privileges, and communal autonomy, while periods of tension could be sparked by doctrinal disputes, political instability, or outside crusading and reform movements. A central focus is how sacred precincts become both devotional destinations and symbols of sovereignty. Control over access, repairs, processions, and custodianship can trigger broader political crises. The narrative also highlights diversity within each faith, including competing sects, clerical hierarchies, and rival patrons who use Jerusalem to assert their authority. Readers gain an appreciation for how everyday life in the city has frequently involved navigating multiple calendars, languages, and legal systems. This topic helps explain why Jerusalem is not simply a battlefield of religions, but a complex shared environment where identity is negotiated in markets, neighborhoods, and institutions as much as at the most famous holy sites. Fourthly, crusades, empires, and modernization, shifting administrations and urban change. The book devotes major attention to the medieval and early modern periods, when Jerusalem's fate was tied to regional power struggles and long-distance religious politics. The Crusades are portrayed as a turning point in which the city became a central prize for armies motivated by faith and ambition, leading to dramatic changes in governance, population, and the treatment of sacred places. Subsequent Muslim dynasties, followed by Mamluk and Ottoman rule, reveal a different pattern: consolidation, custodianship, and investment in religious infrastructure, alongside the realities of taxation and security. Montefiore traces how Ottoman administration and later European interest contributed to demographic growth, new consulates, and the gradual modernization of services and neighborhoods beyond the old walls. This topic also shows how technology and global politics changed the city's rhythms as railways, printing, and international diplomacy increased external involvement. Urban growth, land purchases, and the rise of new institutions created opportunities and anxieties for existing communities. The story demonstrates that modernization did not dissolve older sacred disputes. It often reframed them through property law, municipal authority, and international lobbying. By following administration and urban development together, the reader sees how built environments and bureaucratic decisions can harden identity boundaries or open spaces for shared civic life. Lastly, from mandate to conflict, national movements and the struggle for legitimacy, in its modern chapters, the book examines how Jerusalem became central to competing national projects and international diplomacy. The British Mandate period is presented as a time when imperial governance attempted to manage communal tensions, while new political movements gained momentum. As demographics, institutions, and security arrangements shifted, local disputes increasingly connected to wider regional and global pressures. Montefiore shows how narratives of return, indigeneity, and sovereignty became politically actionable, influencing settlement patterns, property claims, and control of holy places. The city's symbolic weight meant that declarations, partitions, and ceasefires had consequences that were both practical and psychological. The topic emphasizes how violence and negotiation coexist, with moments of coexistence and commerce interrupted by outbreaks driven by fear, retaliation, or strategic calculation. International actors, from neighboring states to global powers, frequently appear not as distant observers but as stakeholders whose decisions shape borders, access, and recognition. The reader is encouraged to understand Jerusalem as more than a headline. It is a place where people build families, schools, and livelihoods under shifting authorities. The narrative frames the modern conflict as deeply historical yet continually evolving, reminding readers that legitimacy in Jerusalem is argued through law, memory, archaeology, and governance as much as through force. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a single, readable history that connects ancient Jerusalem to the dilemmas of the present without treating the city as an abstract symbol. Students, general history enthusiasts, travelers seeking context, and anyone trying to understand why the city provokes such intense emotions will benefit from Montefiore's long view. The main life benefit is perspective by seeing how many peoples have ruled, rebuilt, and sanctified Jerusalem. Readers gain a clearer sense of why simple explanations fail, and why decisions about access, administration, and sacred space carry outsized consequences. The narrative also helps readers recognize recurring patterns, such as rulers using religious legitimacy, communities adapting under new regimes, and foreign powers reshaping local realities. Compared with narrower studies focused on a single era or one community, Jerusalem the Biography offers breadth, momentum, and a strong sense of human drama across centuries. It brings together politics, religion, urban change, and personal stories in a way that can orient newcomers while still offering experienced readers a richly connected chronology. For buyers weighing similar books, its advantage is the panoramic scope paired with narrative drive, making it both informative and engrossing enough to finish. If you would like to support Simon Sebag Montefiore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.